I talked earlier about us being exposed, and I felt when I wrote yesterday's message that that was what was actually happening to me. My heart was being exposed. I can keep it hidden most of the time, but when I start wanting to write about God, His majesty and supremacy, what is hidden begins to surface like a fountain bubbling up from somewhere deep inside me. I have the heart of a worshipper, no credit to me. It's what He called me to be and what He's fashioning me to be. The thing I love to write about and speak about most is Him. You will never exhaust His majesty, you see. Everything else comes to an end. Everything else never really satisfies for long. It's like empty calories spiritually. He's put in my heart a deep desire to know Him. Know how He thinks, know how He sees things, how He loves. These are the things that drive me. When everything else is stripped away, all the busyness of life, all the needs of the sheep, feeding, watering, keeping them clean, only He remains. Every now and again He focuses me, brings me back to ground zero, back to kneeling at His feet in rapturous wonder. The eyes of my heart open to Him. I'm exposing myself again. But it may be needful. There might just be one person out there reading or listening to this who is saying, I want that. I want what she's got. I want to desire you with all my heart, soul, mind and strength. Should that be the case, then this little message will have fulfilled its purpose. I'll sign off for today in His service. I am yours sincerely, His love slave.